This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Let me ask you a question. This may be a little bit off the path. How much weight do you think I could bench press?
It's Mike Shope.
Just make a guess. Ballpark figure.
Absolutely.
315 pounds. I mean, I was in top shape.
And the Bulldog.
I don't know if I could make it down to the end of this arena and back. Now, deadlifted over 500.
It's Mike Shope.
I went to one of those obedience places once. It was all going well till they spilled hot candle wax on my private parts. I'm just kidding. I'm serious.
And the Bulldog.
If you live in my neighborhood and you wear an outfit like that, you better be a hotel doorman.
On WGR.
There's always a reason. Is this my workout regimen you're referring to here? The bench press line? No bench presses yet on my. It's gonna get more intense.
Were you sore? How much did it ratchet up from yesterday?
There were a couple more exercises today. Not much. Still took about the same length of time, but there were different ones, like the bicycle crunches. My brain had no idea what to do with bicycle crunches.
I don't even know what that is.
Right elbow, left knee.
Oh,
left elbow, right knee. And I'm like, all right, I have to think about it.
Yeah.
I don't have any experience with bicycle crunches, or I didn't before today. So I would start, and then I was like laughing a couple of times to myself because I did not have the right instinct.
The coordination was off.
No.
Yeah, right.
No. But, you know, small baby steps. Just a little bit sore, but nothing bad. Everything's good. Feel good. Both days, yesterday and today, I have not felt gross in here or been dragging, really. I'm not pounding coffee a little bit this afternoon and yesterday, but no peas today.
I was going to ask. It's really a bad job by me that we're 3 hours into today's show and I had not asked about what were they yesterday?
Sugar snap peas.
Sugar snap peas, yeah.
That I couldn't chew the shells of. But
right.
Nothing against them. They'll be back.
Okay.
It's not like I just was every day going to have snap peas in here.
What, you got a little bag of carrots today?
No, I don't have anything. I just have water.
Oh, okay.
Just have water. Bigger lunch.
Right, of course, chimchurri. No, that was last night.
That was last night.
I'm all mixed up.
It's fine. You should never feel any obligation to remember any of this.
Mm-hmm.
No. Rachel's.
Oh, well, sorry. Not remembering makes me feel like I could be guilty of not listening, and I don't want to be guilty of that.
Mm-hmm. So. NFL discussing the future of the Pro Bowl, including perhaps not playing it.
Good move.
I'd be fine with that.
You know, did you see, I mean, this has been said for years, but I saw it in detail today in a way that's relatable because the NBA playoffs are going on right now. Like, the same number of people watched some recent, maybe a Game 7 between Milwaukee and Boston. There was that a couple Sundays ago, right? Or Sunday before last, whatever. Some recent big Game 7 in the NBA playoffs had the same audience as the Pro Bowl had last year.
Yep.
So, like, you know, what the idea behind this tweet I was reading was that they will keep putting something on because we watch. We don't watch like we watch, you know, a big Chiefs-Bills Sunday night game, but we watch. Enough people watch to make it worth, you know, worth their while. That's good business. So they'll put something in that place, even though the game is a joke.
Well, the skills idea seems to be somewhat popular. that instead of the game, have the players there, but just have them do different things. People watch that in hockey, don't they? And the NBA, I mean,
sure.
Famously
yeah.
successful home run derby.
I said earlier that, like, for as little use as I have for the Pro Bowl, seeing the clips of the highlights from that stuff that was, you know, whatever, midweek or late in the week before the game actually was played, I liked seeing that stuff. I mean, it wasn't football, but it was, you know, football skills, and I was totally here for that. Like, I'm not saying I would set my DVR to make sure I don't miss it, but I didn't, like, just blow past the highlights that came through my Twitter feed going, like, get this nonsense out of here. It was like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So I think that's an idea that has some merit. Showcase the talent, because the Pro Bowl is, you know, it's not showcasing much of anything.
You do have, I don't know, I don't think it's a great point. I was thinking of that one player, Robert Edwards, who got hurt, like career-ending knee injury playing beach football, wasn't it?
Beach flag football, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you might not want to get too crazy with this stuff, but there'd have to be some actual contests to have it be worth doing at all. Do you not have a game? I don't know.
Goodell did just say, quote, the Pro Bowl game doesn't work. So he sounds like he's done.
I think he said that the first day he was on that in that
did
job.
Right. Right.
The preseason, he talked about the preseason this way. I don't know.
All right, I would assumed he would have been defending it this whole time because it gets ratings, but maybe not.
That one maybe relatively insignificant thing, the events of today, all these things do. You just become, I'm sorry, I shouldn't even go down this road when it comes to trying to tie in a school shooting. I really don't want to do that. It's. Can I make this point? No, I really can't.
If you don't
now.
Want to, I'll start talking just until you. Like,
I really can't
you
now.
Stop yourself from doing it. If you're really worried about doing it, I like Goodell. To me, about it has always sounded like sympathetic to the complaints, but they're also not going to junk it because people do watch it. So they've tried to keep going. Maybe they're at a point now where they've tried the skill stuff and maybe they've expanded that and they've seen success with it. So maybe the time has come for them to really figure out a better idea. And maybe that's what's notable about Goodell, like restating that he's got a problem with it. Like that, you know, if there's some sort of momentum about a conversation about creating a very different event that could still draw your 6.7 million eyeballs, then maybe they'll figure out a way to do something other than have the game, because the game just could not be less interesting.
Well, if they start thinking about, you know, like longest throw competitions and just like gimmick stuff on the side, that's not the other sports are more trying to find a way to incentivize the players to get them to try. And to differing degrees, they've had success in that. The NBA probably the most so, but that's been more just because LeBron and Steph decided we should start trying in this, not anything the NBA did. And the NFL's not seemingly trying that. Or will they? They'll be like, okay, $10 million to whoever wins.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
or
I don't think
field.
They're going to do that to the game, because the game, I think if you do that with a game, you'd have some guys who might really be into it and others who wouldn't, and that's maybe worse than everyone not trying. But you know, the NHL, you're right, has done right there. They have that round robin thing, and the incentive goes up as you go further in that thing. You win it, you win more money. I just don't think, I don't know, man. I think football is just, the game looks the way it looks for a reason. And I think trying to make the players care about it with financial incentives, it would not be the right touch.
You know what else doesn't help the Pro Bowl? I'll give you this in this conversation. It doesn't really help that it's at the end of the season. In all the other sports, the All-Star game is in the middle of the season. And so when it's over, you're going to get back into your season. When the Pro Bowl is over, you're going to leave football for a while. You're going to get, it's over. Like, your season was already over, and now you're going to go play another game. How seriously do you feel like you need to take that? You know, the other sports are different, and they're just temporary breaks, 2-3 days in the middle of the season. I mean, how long have players whose teams were not in the playoffs been off before the Pro Bowl comes along? 6 weeks? Like, just, there's nothing after it to sort of keep you going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What I wanted to say before is recognizing the difference in severity in some of this stuff. And it's a wide range when we're talking about sports like we do, because we take sports very seriously. And at certain times in life, certain events happen. It just feels ridiculous. I feel completely insecure and inferior talking about the Pro Bowl any day where something like what happened today happens. And it just happens so often that it takes a toll on you psychologically. It makes me feel like, in my case, in my small place in the world, like what I'm doing is just all the more meaningless and wrong, you know. What you don't expect Roger Goodell, what you assume he will not do, is care about whether he's being honest. He says he doesn't know anything about Daniel Snyder and a vote. He has nothing to offer on serious issues. If it doesn't behoove him to tell you a certain thing, he won't tell you anything, but he has no obligation. He feels no personal obligation, and he certainly has no professional obligation, as he sees it, to be honest with you, to tell you the truth.
No, his professional obligation probably is to sometimes hide the truth.
It's to hide. It's to obfuscate. It's to just, it's even to lie, I'm sure, at times. I don't know anything about that. Right. And that is just kind of like how it always seems to be now. Sports, business, politics, there is just, and maybe has this always been true? I don't want to sound like I'm just showing my age here as somebody in life that has a different sort of, I don't know, cynicism or something. You just, this is what is the worst thing about politics for me and makes it completely untenable, which is bad, because it's been said about politics, if you can detach from it and ignore it, that's privilege. That's because you don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need certain changes. You don't need to care about what they're talking about at the board meeting, because your life is right. Good.
The oppressive policy doesn't impact you.
It doesn't impact you. So it's all well and good, or it's not all well and good, but it's easy for me to detach from it and feel like, you know, this is what I need. And I can't take the conversation. If one person politically, you have a position, some reality comes along to change, you know, obviously even where you should be, you're not moving. And people in those offices don't move. They have to be where they are. Too much money on it, too much power in it. They have to be where they are, and everything else comes after. And I'm sure that this is not literally true of everyone every time. But my goodness, if you were in office, in some political office, and I came along and I wasn't on the same team as you, and I had a better idea, you wouldn't acknowledge it. You would come up with some, I don't mean to be on the right side of this, Bulldog. I'm in the office, and you come along, because I'll speak for myself. Come along with some better idea that should just even easily move the meter, right, to use a cliche.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to move. I'm either going to use some crappy argument to refute it and then, you know, walk away, or I'm just going to try to co-opt the argument and make it mine, and probably twist it in some ways that are meant to deceive.
Yeah, or tear me down some way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Attack, right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I felt like you wanted me to stop you. I'm glad you gathered yourself and said all that, because I think that's just very well said.
So, obviously, it's a ridiculously wide spectrum, and a sports official, it does not have the same responsibility, I guess, as someone in political office and so on. But it is just disgusting, and it's always been wrong. It's always been like the thing that I can't take is that, you know, we are in the business of debating. You see, even just like these dopey debate shows where nobody's even, J.J. Redick comes along, you'd think he was Jesus. All J.J. Redick is doing is telling you easily provable things from a player's experience, something that anybody with sort of common sense and any appetite to be right would have also been able to tell you. On that show, there's no room for that. There's no room for right. There's just bombast and idiocy. And so somebody comes along like, oh, my God, who's this?
Right.
He's just a normal guy.
What a revolutionary.
What a radical. He's just a normal guy who thought about it and cares about being right. That's it.
And has the capacity to articulate himself.
Right.
I can't even say articulate.
Thank goodness he does, because then he has a chance at the gig.
Yeah.
And just like how – I don't know. It's wrong of me to try to – It's sort of my nature in this job, if I may, like, you try to figure out a way to have the important conversation and also be real, always be real, and then sort of also make it relevant to people who are tuning into you for certain other things, which, you know, in our case is always other things, almost always other things. It's vegetable drafts and Bills takes and stuff. And it's just so hard to reconcile that sometimes. I want to do right. I want to feel good when I leave work. I want to make some sort of a positive impact. I want to do right for this show and the people we work for. And sometimes I'm at a loss, you know, because a lot of those things can be hard to figure out.
Yeah, they definitely. Sometimes are clashing, often, all too often, clashing. So, I already said it in the middle of that, but you know, well done. I don't have, you know, what do we usually do? Like, your turn, now it's my turn. I don't have anything to add to what you just said. I think it was very well stated and well thought out. And thank you for pulling it together, because. Like I said, a few minutes ago, it felt like, he really wants me to just do something.
No, here. So
I started just talking about the Pro Bowl some more, because I felt like you were really conflicted about whether you wanted to say it and how you wanted to say it.
There is a common thread. The common thread is power.
Yes.
And they have it, and we don't, to varying extents.
And the more of it that they have, the more they can abuse it. They don't need to tell you what's happening. They don't need to tell you why it's happening. They just tell you they want you to hear.
It'll just be politician after politician with ultimately meaningless comments, platitudes, thoughts and prayers, just meaningless without action. And it's not to make it sound like I think it should be easy. I know, ridiculously complicated, and it's just the most important thing we have. And every effort needs to be taken. Whatever that means. I suppose that It has to mean common citizens. What? Awareness. I mean, what does that even mean? Who even knows where these people come from and how they live? And, I mean, there's just so much. But it just doesn't feel right to do nothing. We need people that can make a difference politically to actually do that. And not because it's not in their personal best interests. Well, parts of today's show I've actually really liked. Trista was great. Trista's always great. Mm-hmm. Agree?
Oh, yeah.
Did she tell us who to bet on?
She said not to bet on either side.
She's taking a break.
Props. Right.
She would take Golden State. Props.
She likes some props. Yeah.
Check that out at the Odyssey app if you like. Here, Trista Crick from BetMGM. We'll have Travis coming up. If you miss Travis. We never got back into that conversation about
dominance.
Dominant players. Like the McDavid stuff, we'll have that soon here, maybe tomorrow. Because he's right. And I know you'd agree. You both would. The McDavid show right now, when have you last seen anything like it?
I haven't. I don't think I have, honestly.
We've seen dominant players, but this is like shift in, shift. It's just stunning. what he's doing. I mean, they're not scoring on every chance he creates, but I think Mike Kelly had a stat I saw on Twitter earlier about, like, zone entries are one thing, turning them into, and players like McDavid are excellent at zone, at controlled zone entries, right? Turning them into scoring chances. I think in the regular season, he said he'd average 3 of those a game. He had 10 of them in game 3 where, like, he carries the puck into the zone and then a scoring chance happens. I mean, I know he plays a lot more than 10 shifts in a game, but that's an incredible hit rate for scoring chances. I mean, it is. Yeah, I mean, I said yesterday, like, I watching him on Sunday was blowing my mind.
Calgary at Edmonton, game 4. Edmonton up 2-1 tonight. Seeing right now on ESPN, whatever Joe has on, Greg Wyshynski on there taking the Flames -105 on the money line. There it was right on the screen. Hi, Greg. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, mentioning Travis Yost from TSN. If you follow the playoffs, love sports, love hockey, you would know from hearing our shows in the past, I hope, that Travis is an A-plus guest. So that's coming up next here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.